feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Om Shanti, 23rd December 1987. This is the continuation of yesterday's Avyakta Murli. So are you Brahmins or mixed? You are not those who put your feet in both boats. So Brahmin souls are souls who have incarnated. In any case, what do souls who come as incarnations, who are well known as incarnations, come here for? They come to bring about elevated transformation. So what is the duty of you incarnations? To transform the world, to change night into day, to change hell into heaven. You have incarnated to carry out such a big task, that is, you have become Brahmins for this. You remember this work, do you not? The concept of avatar is very, very specific to Hindu philosophy. Avatarvad, avatarhood, which says that the Supreme Being incarnates on the earth. Whenever there is irreligion, whenever irreligion gains the upper hand and the religion deteriorates, I incarnate. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat. That too in Bharat, that too in India, whenever dharma deteriorates and adharma gets the upper hand, I come. That's what Gita says. That's what is known as avatarvat, avatarhood. Such concept of avatar is not there in other religions. They talk of messengers of God. Islam has got how many messengers? 2400 messengers. Jainism has got 24 Tirthankaras. Jewish philosophy has also got messengers. Christians have got Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. So from time to time, the masters come. They are ascended masters. They come down and they bring about great transformation. They bring about upheaval on the surface of the planet, and there occurs a spiritual revolution. and the prevailing circumstances change for the new. So this has been happening from long time. But there's a problem in this philosophy. So whenever an avatar descends, people say, he is avatar, not we. So he is avatar, so he will bring about change, not we. He is son of God, not we. He is Tirthankara, not we. He is Buddha, he can do that, not we. He is special soul, I am not. There's a problem in this philosophy. What problem? Because then people believe or say that these are great people, these are saints, these are Buddhas. These people do like this. Only Buddha can give up and relinquish his wife, son, the vast kingdom, not I. I am an ordinary being. How can I do that? And then they associate some miraculous things with these people. Like in case of Vardhaman Mahavira, they say that he would never perspire. He would never defecate or urinate. So he is a special being, not we. So we are ordinary people. He is Krishna. He can do all those miraculous works of lifting of mountain, of killing demons, showing miraculous powers. How can we be Krishna? We are not. He is avatar. And then there are great men on this earth who came on this earth, and they also brought about many transformation, and their followers called them avatar, like Ramakrishna Paramahansa. His disciple Vivekananda called him avatar. Avatar Varishthaya Ramakrishnaya Te Namaha. He is the greatest of the avatar, at par with Krishna or Rama. So many great people came on this earth, many Tirthankaras, children of God, messengers, religious founders. But the thing was, what the ordinary people did, they themselves had no fault. They never said that, worship us. Buddha never said to anybody, come and worship me. But you know, the maximum statues are there in this world of Buddhas. He never said that, create my statues. Buddha, from where the word Buddha has come. That itself has, his name itself has become statue. The meaning of his name has become statue. But they never said any time that we are avatars and worship us. Never like that. But their followers, they associated miracles with them later on. Once they are dead, then they created stories and invented fables and long stories, and they create then, because then there is a competition. There are two communities. Now here is one avatar and another is this avatar. So their followers want to prove that our avatar is greater than your avatar. Our master is greater than your master. So the whole world is lost somewhere because of this competition. Baba says, you are avatar. He doesn't say that I am avatar. He says, you are avatar. Why? Just as I descend, you also have descended. So remember Swadesh and Swaswarup, your original country and your original nature. And remember always who you are. So you know, this knowledge is very different. This is not the knowledge of the bhakti, where you are told to sit down and to meditate and to worship, to do prayers. There is no name, place for prayers here. There is no trace of bhakti here. It is all about higher consciousness. You realize your original nature, that's it. Baba is not teaching us to worship, to plead, to implore, to resort to ceremonials. It is just the shift in the consciousness. I am here. Till now, I think I am an ordinary person. Baba says, no. You are avatar. You are incarnation. Just remember this. In yesterday's Murli, Baba described three stages. The first stage of relating, Varnan. the second stage of churning, and third stage of getting lost, magan, in that love of God. So you gradually progress from the stage of listening to the stage of relating to others. From the stage of relating, describing, you reach the stage of churning knowledge. And from the stage of churning, you gradually enter into the stage where you are lost in His remembrance. So these are the steps. This is pilgrimage. This is yatra, a journey. You cannot straight away come to the... only few selected souls may reach that last stage directly, but otherwise it will not happen. You have to go through these stages. First, you have to develop a habit of listening. Listen Murli, listen classes, listen good words, words of wisdom. Then gradually you start speaking, because now you are so much full of that knowledge, now you want to distribute, relate, donate that knowledge to others. And gradually you master language. And you understand something more, because new understanding come to you every day. And then gradually, from this stage, you enter into the stage of churning. Now you go in silence, in solitude, more and more. Sit all alone and churn some point of knowledge. For example, if you take this point, I am incarnation. So what is the churning? So what if you are incarnation? You are incarnation, so what? So you remember that I do not belong to this world. I have come for a special purpose. Now let us take the example of Shri Krishna. In bhakti, he is the 9th incarnation, 8th incarnation of Vishnu. Okay. And perhaps the greatest incarnation. The greatest. Rama is the Ansha avatar. Shri Krishna is the Purna avatar, they say. 16 celestial degree full. That is what is written. So, he is the 8th avatar. The 9th, they call Buddha. Though Buddhist, they don't accept this philosophy. They say, why you are dragging our Buddha into your avatar philosophy? They don't accept this. Dr. Baba Sahib Ambedkar rejected this philosophy. That why you are calling Buddha an avatar? Buddha never said that. He is in fact silent on God. He said, I am not avatar, I am not a teacher, but I am a physician who has come to treat you. And the 10th is yet to come, Kalki. So this is philosophy. And some strange stories are there associated with every avatar. So let us take the example of Shri Krishna. So first, he is always aware that why I am here. He never forgets. He always knows. That's why it is so easy for him to forget those all cowherd mates, those gopis and gopis. He just walks out. No attachment as if. So he is always aware of his future purpose, one. Second, he has no attachments to anybody. Avatar means who is free from attachment. The more you are attached to people, how can you do your work of incarnation? Had Christ been attached to some of his disciples, he could not have been Christ. He has to remain detached, absolutely detached from everybody. Even his work, whatever you have to do, you do it and get detached. It's not that you have become a lazy person. On the surface, you are extremely active, working and working and working, and at the center, no business with anything. You have nothing to do with anybody. Even your work, your job, your seva. Internal, that point of detachment is there. So, avatar means no attachment. Avatar means remember his aim, why I am here. Avatar means, yes, powerful, capable, okay. What else? Attachment, no attraction, okay. Fearless. He has come for a purpose, aim is there. So he always remember that, I have come for this purpose. Then, what else? Okay. So, he is knowledgeable and loveful. He knows every aspect. In fact, he is Sakshi. He is a detached observer. If you see, Shri Krishna is the only actor, only character in entire Mahabharata, who who is happy all the time. No matter what is happening. People are dying, people are getting injured. Is he anytime unhappy? No. That Kunti is crying for her son. But is he crying? He doesn't cry for anybody. For him, everything is play. And whatever he does, that also is a play. He is Leela. For them, this is a beautiful word, Hinduism. Hindus have invented Leela. No other philosophy in the world has got such a word, Leela. Jesus Christ doesn't do any Leela. Mahavira doesn't do any Leela. It is Krishna and Rama who are doing Leela here. They know everything. They are detached observer. Sakshi, all the time they are detached observer. And they are Trikaldarshi. They know everything. What is going to happen? There is a scene in Mahabharata where Kunti is crying and crying and crying, mother of five Pandavas, after the battle of Mahabharata. Kunti is crying and crying so much. So Krishna comes and says, why are you crying, sister? She says, why not to cry? What this battle has given us, everything is lost. So many people have died. So many people, so many great warriors have died. The grandsire Bhishma has died. The Guru has died. My 100 sons have died. They were also my sons, Kauravas. So all the great people have died. So she is crying. So much she is crying. And she says to Krishna, if you wanted, you could have stopped this. You had that power. If you wanted, you could have stopped it. And he says, okay, if that is going to allay your suffering, I will give life to everyone who have died. So she says, okay, so if you have that much power to resurrect those who are dead, then everything must have happened with your will. So it is all your will with which everything has happened. You wanted it to happen. So don't do that now. It's okay. So Avatar is Trikaldarshi. He knows everything. Not just what is going to happen in future, but his own birth. We can remember all our past birth. That only requires concentration. Sit in meditation and remember all your past birth. Or your immediate birth before this birth. You will start remembering. Because everything is in the soul. Everything is in the record is there. Only thing is that you have to go with a torch and focus on that particular area. Previous birth, previous birth, previous birth, previous birth. Go back, 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 back. And suddenly you will remember. Do you remember your previous birth? We can remember. Not necessary to know. But if somebody wants to know, he can know. Very easy. But it's also sadhana. It's also practice. With that you can do. People do that. But what is the use if you, even if you know? Suppose you got to know that you are not thief, some great man. So what? What are you going to do in this birth? Okay, you remembered. You are some great saint. Okay. So what? Now what? Are the problems of this life going to solve? Are you going to change your department? You are going to remain in the same department. Even if you remember that you are Vivekananda or you are Maharishi Ramana or anybody. The present reality is not going to change. So what? So it's just a false sense of happiness that will happen. Nothing else. So, Avatar means who remembers everything. Avatar means who is Trikaldarshi. Avatar means who is Sakshi. Avatar means he knows his purpose. Avatar means for him everything is divine play, Leela. He looks at everything as a drama which is going on and he remains happy, smiling. Everything is a sport. He is so stable. He is never affected by anything. He is in fact in that acrous, constant and stable stage. He is karmatit. Avatar is karmatit. No karma. And actually he is always working. It's not that in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, I, as God, no need to do anything. But still I keep on working. Otherwise people will emulate me. People will follow me. And that's why I have to do all this thing. Otherwise people will start following me. They will become lazy. That God doesn't do anything, we will not also not do anything. That's why I am always working. So avatar is somebody who is always busy in his avatar work. Who has no time to rest. And his task is, as Baba is saying, to change night into day. To bring about transformation. He always remembers that. So are you Brahmins or mixed? You are incarnated souls. What is the duty? To transform them, or to change night into day, to change hell into heaven. So always that consciousness should be within. Sit all alone, as Baba said, churn, manan, and you become magan. Just sit and churn. Who am I? I am an avatar. You get detached from everything. Though no work, no job, no task, no duty, no seva can touch me. I am detached from everything. It's not that I am lazy or I want to run away from my work. I do it with full enthusiasm. The moment I finish, I come out of it and get detached. This detachment is very important. Otherwise, you become alcoholic. Otherwise, you become attached to seva. Otherwise, seva starts affecting you. If there is some people start praising you, you get happy. People start blaming you, you get unhappy. You remain detached from everything. Absolutely loving and detached. Nyara Pyara in Baba's word. This stage is very important. Otherwise, we have a tendency get attached to any work, any job, any task, any seva. The moment we start, people start praising you. Oh, you are doing such a great work. You are very good in technology. You are really doing great job of recording business. You say, yes, I am doing it. Oh, let me all make it more and more better. And then you get attached. And the problem starts. And then one day people will keep, why are you wasting time here? You should do something else. Go and do exercise. You should not do all these nonsensical things. And then you feel unhappy. Oh, am I really doing right or wrong? There's a confusion. So people's opinions start affecting you. Let people say anything. When I am detached, nothing affects me. And remember always, a great person, when he does something, there are people who will appreciate me. There will be people who want to become like me. There are people who will hate me. There are people who are jealous of me. There are people who will pull my leg down. There are people who will look at me as an incarnation. Oh, he's such a great soul. There will be 100 varieties of people, 100 reactions, 100 comments, positive comments, negative comments, poisonous comments, everything. But I have nothing to do with any one of their comments. I am here, encapsulated, cocooned, insulated in my own higher spiritual self. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So, you are Brahmins or mixed. You are not those who put your feet in both boats. You are those who put both feet in one boat. So, Brahmin souls are souls who have incarnated. In any case, what do souls who come as incarnations, who are well known as incarnations, come here for? They come to bring about elevated transformation. So, what is the duty of you incarnations? To transfer the world, to change night into day, to change hell into heaven. You have incarnated to carry out such a big task, that is, you have become Brahmins for this. You remember this work, do you not? Avyakta Murli, 23rd December 1987. Om Shanti.